The Independent Monitor over HCA continued its tour of Western North Carolina at the Robert Carpenter Community Center in Franklin. The meeting was held in the middle of a workday, something that frustrated the almost 50 people that gathered in Franklin to ask questions and air their concerns to Gibbons advisors. Ron Winters is with the Independent Monitor overseeing HCA.
We're not charged with and don't have any sort of authority is to sort of chase down individual issues. But what we can do something about is assuring compliance, and I'm just going to go through that.
That includes HCA's commitment to build a replacement for Angel Medical Center in Franklin. Ronnie Beal, vice chair of the Macon County Commissioners, asked for an update on the new building. He said the county would gladly purchase the old Angel building from HCA.
We think it'd be a very nice gesture for them. We'd offer them a dollar right now.
Beyond questions about the new hospital, concerns were raised about excessive billing, long wait times, and expensive transfers to Mission Hospital in Asheville,
which is unconscionable and inhumane.
That's Jennifer Lynn Turner from REACH, which helps victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. She says that since the sale of Mission to HCA, forensic tests such as rape kits haven't been available at Angel. Instead, REACH has had to take victims on the almost 70-mile trip over the mountains to Mission Health. And once they got there,
the last rape kit that I did, where I took a victim to Mission, we were there for 13 hours.
Angel Medical Center CEO and CNO Karen Gorby was in the audience. Gorby said she attended the meeting to hear concerns and didn't want to comment. She did say the new hospital plans are still being finalized and the date to break ground is now September. The project is expected to cost over $65 million. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.